Welcome, Rav Yoim Yerushalmi. You're holding my Sasheni Daf Lamedal in the Oizvadu edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting Daf Lamed Gimel Ubeis, five lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara using the gears to Rash, say, Lo, Tani, Abba Chilfoi Bakiryo Omar, Bamed Dvoi Mamurim. What are we talking about? And the what? The person takes fruits of my Sasheni from place which is cheap to a place which is more expensive. He has to redeem for the more expensive rate. If he goes to a more expensive place to a cheaper price, then he can redeem for the lower rate. But he goes where he is right now. Says the Gemara, that's only b'medvarim murim b'vadai. And fruits are for sure ma'aseh sheni. Avadmai, asofik ma'aseh sheni, we do it only l'chumro because we're choshish. That our heart is not doing it. Bein b'yoyker v'ozlo. Doesn't matter if it was more expensive and it went down in value. It is in a place which is cheaper. Or bein b'zol v'uku, he went to a place which is more expensive. Mo'ichur b'zoil. You sell it for the cheaper rate. Says the Gemara, Lama, what's the reason? In other words, what's the reason that when you go to a more expensive place, you still can use the cheaper rate? So Gemara brings two options. Either Mishum Shenira Limocher Bezol, because he had an opportunity to redeem it for cheaper. He was in a place where it was cheaper. So even though now he went to a more expensive place, we still follow the cheaper place which he had that opportunity before. Or Mishum, or maybe because we're using the Gifts of Rab Chaim, you can always go back to the original place and redeem it for the cheaper rate. So we say that's fine regarding Demai. Says the Gemara, and Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, what's the difference between the two explanations? If the rate increased in the original place. If you say the only reason is because he can go back to his original place, here he can't go back to the original place because now it increased in value also in the original place. If you say because he had the opportunity, he had the option to do it earlier, just didn't do it right away, and that's where I allowed him to do it for the cheaper rate, I feel can nearly mocher bezoil. So even if now there's no place that sells it for cheap, it still had the opportunity to do that, therefore, but Demai will allow him to redeem for the cheaper rate. Says the one, Kado, Rav Chiya Bar Vo, Ave Beroimi. Like we saw, Rav Chiya Bar Vo was in Rome. Vechamtim, they saw, Mefarkin Ilin Nikilusayo. He saw them redeeming dates of Aisesheni, Dehocho, meaning fruits of Eretz Yisrael, Tamon, there. Keshar Docho, like the Shar Avir. So even there, even though they were there in Rome, where there the fruits were expensive, they still used the original rate of Eretz Yisrael to redeem it. We're talking here about Demai. Amar Mando Oyrulon, who's the one who told him this halacha? Chifaya by Karayo Oyrulon. That's a sheet of Chifaya by Karayo, who is more makel and by Demai. And just go back to the beginning, this is the Mashmos, the name of the person who said it, the Mando Amar, is Chifaya by Karayo. We start with Abba. Rashi says the right gear is Abba Chifoy Bakurai. His full name was Abba Chifoy, and here the Gemara concludes by saying that only the second name Chifoy Bar Kiroyo. Continues the Gemara and says like this: Tani Mistaker Hu Odom at Shekel, Mistaker Hu Odom at Ruvis. A person can make money on Ma'aseh Sheni, can gain money on Ma'aseh Sheni, up to a quarter of the value. Shekel is a quarter of a sela. There's four shkolim in a sela. So for every sela, he can make one shekel, which is a quarter. Hey, Chavdo, what's the case? And we're going to use here Reb Chaim's Girsa, which is based on the Gro, which changes a lot of the words here in the Gemara. Din Rehocho betrain mono. A dinar here you could get for 200 prutus. As Reb Chaim points out, what the Gemara brings in Kiddushin, that every dinar has 192 prutus. So we're rounding it up to 200. So one dinar here is 200. Ube Arbael, in this location called Arbael, betrain monim v'chamshin. They could get 250 prutus. Ve'hu boy meter chamshin u'mesuk. Now, if he needs to travel to this place called Arbael, he needs to pay 50. So here the thing is worth 200. Arbael is worth 250, but it costs 50 to get there, so you really don't gain anything if you go there. Di'ayv le'ocho betrain monim v'chamshin. So here's what the Gemara tells us. The person can redeem over here the Ma'aseh Sheni for 250. Even though here it's worth only 200. And if he has to go there, he has to pay the 50. He could gain, he could make like a profit on Ma'aseh Sheni by redeeming here with the value which is over there, up to a quarter. 50 is a quarter of 200. Up to a quarter, we're allowed to do it. Explains the Reb Chaim why. Because a quarter, that's the chaymish. What's a chaymish? Chaymish is always the fifth. Milibar means once you add it, becomes the fifth. It's really a quarter milagav. So right now, if I have 200, 50 out of it will be the chaymish. As we said in the previous summit, because anyway, hegdish, meaning my sesheni, is going to gain this chaymish, we allow the person to make money that will equal the chaymish he has to pay. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis and says, Tani ain poydi my sesheni l'shem sheni ela l'shem chuli. When you redeem my sesheni, you don't say it's the value of my sesheni, because my sesheni is not worth a lot. You have to take it to Yerushalayim. So it's not a fruit which is worth a lot of money. You redeem it based on the value of regular fruits, not my sesheni fruits. Says the more of Shol boy, Hagatz b'chol. Realize to yourself, Shayuakol yoydim boy shusheni afilu ken. Even if everybody knows this is my sesheni, it's still the valuation needs to be a valuation of chulin. Continues the one says, Tanya, and point to my sesheni will be mean al minoy. When you value my sesheni, you have to do the right mean. Says the one, what do you mean? The loiken without this man and amim, what we would say? Would you think that you value wheat for barley for wheat? Of course that's. What does it mean? I'll tell you what we need it for. Afilu mina agu ala shamtis, umina shamtis ala agu. Agu or agdu with a dalid is it's white wheat. And shamtis, or another way called is shamchosis, is the red wheat. So for two different types of wheat, I would think maybe you could value my sesheni for another type of wheat. The chiddush has to be the exact same wheat that you're coming to redeem. So the Gemara of Chananya, Rabbi Aya lukeach kishuim b'choyres l'malchus. Rabbi used to send to the king the early harvest gourds. V'kriveh my sesheni shelem. You have to do my sesheni before he gives it to the king. So where did he do the my sesheni? Akol oikets oikets. On every oikets, meaning the top of each fruit, he made a my sesheni. When he came to redeem it, he didn't look at it as if it's connected to the fruit. It's all disconnected. Meaning, as Gemara didn't explain, that if you look at a piece of the fruit as part of the fruit, when it's still connected to the fruit, it's valued more than a piece of fruit which is cut from the fruit. When Rabbi came to redeem that Ma'aseh Sheni, he didn't look at the oikets connected to the fruit. He looked at the oikets disconnected from the fruit, cut off from the fruit, having a lower value. Says the Rabbi Yochanan, boy, Yishleim, boy, Svat Omot Chatuchos. Says the Rabbi Yochanan, how do you do that? We're having over here a fruit, it's part of, it's connected to the fruit. Why are you valuing based on a lower value? Omot B'yirin V'yoyis. He says, B'yirin, this question is a good question. Ilu Shtayim Shev Shutofim B'kishu Sachas. You have two partners in one gourd. L'zeh Kalekechot L'zeh Tisha Chalokim. One has 10% of the fruit, one has 90%. Shemu Oymu L'tol Chakechot V'ani Chelki. Do you say, okay, let's cut the fruit, or let's look at the fruit. The way it's cut, you take 10% of cut fruit, and I'll take 90% of a cut fruit. No, you don't do it that way. Because it's together connected, you look at it as one big fruit, has a higher value, and then you divide it. Mean the fact you have a part of Ma'aseh Sheni, don't value the part of Ma'aseh Sheni on its own. Look at Ma'aseh Sheni while it's connected to the fruit, which is one big piece. Kedurah is the one that with Aleph says Kado, or according to another Gemara, we don't say Kado. But Shimon Berebi have a mafkid. Another gist we have here is have a makpid. So either he ordered or he was herkpedo al elun de rumayo tavim mezazlim bo. Shimon Berebi was not happy with the people from the Rumaya, from the south, that were mezazel in Ma'aseh Sheni, which they would cut the fruits to small pieces and they would redeem it based on a cut fruit. Nistoin bar kapo, it's an interesting lashon of the Yerushalmi. Nistoin bar kapo took it, v'kartoto kumoy, and he cut it in front of him. Omele tavu klum, says, is it worth anything? In other words, bar kapo is trying to prove to him, you see that the Ma'aseh Sheni, once it's cut, it's not worth a lot. That's why the mezalzel are giving a lower value. So hanzer Rebbe, atke doin milo mekartoto v'leitova. That's good if you cut something, and the fruit really doesn't have the same value as before. But in milim mekartoto v'tova, what happens to fruits if you cut and it still has a great value? The value does not decrease. Why are there mezals in these fruits? So what we learn now is like this. Rebbe used to treat the fruits as cut. They weren't a problem with it. Why? It should be connected. The one does not answer. More brings the other Shimon b'Rebbe. Shimon, the son of Rebbe, was also makpit. Not like his father. But once Bar Kappa showed him that when you cut, you have a lower value. So Shimon b'Rebbe agreed, but only for something which really decreases the value when you cut it, not things that do not decrease in value once you cut them. So according to this chapter, that's already the way Rav Chaim explains the Gemara. The Gemara concludes, like Rebbe, and also by convincing Rav Shimon ben Rebbe, the fruits that decrease in value, for Maaseh Sheni, you value them based on a cut fruit. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Maaseh Sheni, Daf Lamed Daled.